The psych? Asked the doctor.
No, replied LeClaire. She pointed a clipboard at Felix. This guy, the scout, said he'd already had 4 major medicals and some ungodly number of... Hey, he's awake. 4 major medicals?
Echoed the older woman, the chief. She looked at the older doctor unhappily.
How's that possible?
It's not, the doctor assured her firmly. It's not.
Then he leaned forward over Felix and became fatherly.
Son, have you ever been in intensive medical before now? Do you recognize this room?
Felix couldn't speak, but the engine could still smile. It did. It seemed to scare them.
Good.
He slept. It was perfect. He recognized the voices because he had gone to sleep hearing them. He recognized their problem the same way. It seemed a great deal of trouble to open his eyes, and since he could already enjoy their uneasiness without it, he didn't. He was a computer glitch, and it wasn't anybody's fault. Still, something had to be done. His group, his A-team, had been reported wiped out, so he, Felix, was too. Only he wasn't. His number was still in there somewhere, in the other banks, and that's why they kept calling him, because they called everybody from those outfits that weren't there. Why take them out of the computer? But anyway, that's how it happened. It's a tragedy and unfair, but what are we going to do about it when they find out? It'll be our necks either way. You know it will, Chief. Chief agreed. Something had to be done, but what? The doctor wanted to know. Chief had an idea, and the doctor didn't like it, but how did he think the chief felt about it? It's just that their only chance was in the records themselves. No option. They decided to leave him with 12 drops instead of 20, 5 majors instead of 13, 1 major medical instead of 5. It was the only way. Felix heard it all. He pronounced it perfect.